I'm Mark Bayshore. Since 2002, the emerald ash borer has killed tens of millions of ash trees across Michigan. However, new research suggests the invasive beetle from Asia may have arrived in the state even earlier. Deborah McCullough has a joint appointment in the Department of Entomology and Department of Forestry at Michigan State University, and Deborah joins us to break down where the emerald ash borer threat currently stands. Welcome to Current State.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for the invitation.
The initial appearance of the emerald ash borer is often cited as 2002, but this is very curious. Research now suggests it may have been earlier?
Yes, it was officially identified in 2002, July of 2002 to be specific, and we conducted a really big scale study. We cored trees. If you're familiar with how trees grow, there's tree rings that you see when you cut a tree down.
Sure.
And one of the things that we can do is to take those tree rings and we can figure out what year a tree died. And of course, when a tree is killed by emerald ash borer, it's very apparent. There's galleries that the larvae make under the bark all over the tree. And what we did was to core...
Galleries?
Those are the tunnels. That's what we call the tunnels that the little larvae make under the bark, which is what actually causes the harm to the tree.
Okay.
So we can say for sure that a tree has been killed by emerald ash borer. And we sampled somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,250 trees on a 3-mile by 3-mile grid across all six southeastern counties of Michigan. We knew the emerald ash borer had gotten started there. That's where the whole North American infestation began, is somewhere in the greater Detroit area. And what we were able to determine is that in 1997, emerald ash borer was already killing trees in the Canton area, Canton Township, if you're familiar with that part of southeast Michigan. And, you know, that we know that beetles don't kill a tree the first year they infest the tree. The population has to build up. It takes at least 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years before a population can build a tree. We probably didn't find the very first tree that the ash borers killed. And so if you back that up, we know that ash borer was here at least by the early 1990s and maybe even by the late 1980s. And that 10-year lag or 10 or 15-year lag, it's not that unusual for these non-native invasive pests.
And when did we learn this? When did we learn that it actually went back further? Is that a recent discovery?
It's fairly recent, yes. We spent about 3 years coring the trees, and then I had a postdoc, Nate Siegert, who worked with me. We sent him to Tucson to the famous tree ring lab, and we pretty much conclusively knew this maybe 2 years ago.
The ash borer is native to China. It's also found in parts of Korea, but it's not a major pest in China, as I understand it. Why is that?
Yes, and that was part of the reason when we identified it here, we went to the library. I'm a scientist. I go to scientific journals to read about it, and there was almost nothing that had ever been published on it. Because in China, we call it a secondary pest. It's not a big tree killer. The trees that it is attracted to and the trees that the females will lay eggs on are trees that are already on their way out. They're very stressed. They're dying. They actually play a good role. That's a beneficial ecological role. They weed out the aged and the infirm trees and free up nutrients for the other trees. We have insects in North America that do the same thing. But what had happened is over eons, emerald ash borer and the ash species that are native to China have co-evolved with each other. And so a healthy ash tree in China defends itself.
Oh,
it's resistant. And then you get it into a new habitat like North America, and our native North American ash trees have no history with this. They have no defenses of all for this insect.
Hmm. I'm so intrigued by the fact that this was first discovered in southeast Michigan. Do we know why?
Well, we'll never know exactly why, but we can certainly look for a smoking gun. And I would say it's 99% certain that emerald ash borer was introduced from China. That's where the populations are the highest, probably in solid wood packing material. And that corresponds to the big increase in containerized shipping. You know, everything moves now in containers, and inside the containers, all the material is packed in crating and it's stacked on pallets. And that kind of wood, it's often cheap wood, it's often cut close to a port, and it can arrive with a lot of these beetles inside of it. And that's, you know, probably what got things started.
So geographically here in 2013, geographically, how far spread are emerald ash borers?
Well, it's kind of depressing when you think about it. There are now 22 states in the country that have populations of emerald ash borer. That doesn't mean there aren't other populations percolating under the surface that nobody's found yet. It's west as far as Colorado. As of a couple of weeks ago, the Boulder County had discovered it. It's south as far as Georgia. There's two Canadian provinces that are dealing with it now.
What about worldwide?
Worldwide, well, you know, it's actually affecting landscape trees in Moscow, in Russia. Interestingly enough, they plant North American green ash and North American white ash in Moscow for landscape trees. And ash borer has either been introduced, the Russians actually think it came over on the Trans-Siberian Railroad and has become established in Russia, and it's killing landscape trees, which you go, oh, well, that's kind of, you know, what do we care?
Decorative, yeah.
Yeah, the problem is it opens up all of Western Europe now to emerald ash borer, and that's more ash species that are likely to be very vulnerable to this insect.
Is it in Europe at all now?
Not that anybody is aware of.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the ecological impact, though, in a little bit more detail. How does this alter ecosystems? What's the impact?
We're finding that in Southeast Michigan, where we do a lot of this research because it's been established there the longest, 99% of the ash trees are being killed by this insect. Somewhere between 85 and 99% of the ash that are over 2 or 3 inches in diameter are dying. And it doesn't matter if there's lots of ash trees or just a few. It doesn't matter how big they are. Once the emerald ash borer gets established, it's very good at finding them. Populations build up and the trees die. And it's, you know, we don't know very much about how ash fits into a lot of these ecosystems. We took it for granted. You know, forest ecologists, forest managers, ash was always there. It was hardy, it was resilient. And we're just now struggling with what are going to be the long-term impacts. We think we're going to functionally lose green ash, for example, which is the most widely distributed ash in the country. Black ash is very important in northern Michigan, Canada, northern Minnesota. It has no economic value, but it only grows in swamps and bogs. And in a lot of areas, it's the only tree that occurs in these locations. And when we lose that, and it's one of the most vulnerable species, it means the birds don't have a place to perch. You don't have the leaves dropping in autumn and creating that flux of nutrients back into the system, and we really don't know what's going to happen.
We're talking with Deborah McCullough, who is with the MSU Department of Entomology and the Department of Forestry. We're talking about the emerald ash borer. What's being done, what's being considered to either eradicate or slow down the emerald ash borer?
Well, I think eradication, that ship has sailed. I don't think anybody is willing to try that because it's so difficult to find trees with low densities of insects. You're never quite sure where the edge of a population is. But if you have landscape ash trees, a lot of progress has occurred in the last 3 or 4 years. There's now very good systemic insecticides. You actually inject them into the tree, and we can get 100% control for about 3 years. And so that's a huge step ahead compared to what it was in 2002. In terms of forest settings, you're not going to use insecticides in forests. The federal people are putting a lot of effort into rearing natural enemies of emerald ash borer that have been imported from China. And they're mass rearing these things. They're releasing them in areas where ash borer is established.
What are they?
They're little tiny wasps. We call them parasitoids. They lay an egg either in an egg of emerald ash borer or through the bark and into a larva. And the parasitoid develops by feeding on the immature emerald ash borer. It's kind of a creepy lifestyle, but it's effective in some cases. And a lot of these are being released. You know, the problem is we don't know if they'll be able to slow the growth of ash borer or not.
But individual property owners do have means to containment, I guess, is where we're at here on a property by property basis. Is that?
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's money or there's the inclination to try to slow the population spread. Ash borers, they fly very well. They're going to continue to spread. But if you have ash trees on your own property, landscape trees, you can protect those trees. There's no reason for a landscape ash tree to be killed by emerald ash borer anymore.
Deborah McCullough has a joint appointment in the Department of Entomology and Department of Forestry here at Michigan State and has done extensive research on the emerald ash borer. Deborah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State here every Tuesday as part of our partnership.